As crews gear up for another horror day of bushfire conditions tomorrow, experts say that the welfare of children needs to be at the forefront. Research examining the consequences of the Black Saturday disasters reveals potential long-term effects on children's mental health and education. Advocates are urging more child care experts to advise on emergency services. Cameron Nichols has the story.
In the space of 10 days, bushfires in New South Wales have tore through more than 400 homes, sending their residents fleeing. Amid the chaos, experts say the welfare of one group of people is falling between the cracks.
In Australia, we plan far more for animals than we do for children. For example, many plans will even break down their plans for animals into separate categories, and in those same plans, children are silent.
That's Susan Davey. She's a PhD candidate from Monash University researching emergency management planning for children. She says when it comes to reducing the impacts of bushfires on children, Australia is falling short.
In Australia, I don't think that we're well prepared in any of those areas. We do have some planning that takes place around information for parents, particularly for parents when emergencies are happening. And education departments do focus on the well-being of children. But having included in our plans specific targeted interventions for children, I don't think that in Australia we're doing that well.
For children, the impact of bushfires can be devastating. As harmful smoke rolls into towns and major cities, the physical health of children suffers. But, as Susan Davey says, the emotional toll is just as significant.
One that we all think about is the psychological impact on children. So if they've been in situations where they've been particularly fearful, or if they've witnessed scenes of what I would describe as horror or very frightening scenes, that can have quite an impact on them. And then following on from that, there can be longer term impacts around how they cope at school.
That impact on education has long been the focus for a team of researchers examining the impact of the Black Saturday fires in 2009, which took the lives of more than 150 people. Nicola Palfrey is a clinical psychologist and a director of child trauma at Emerging Minds, an organisation advocating for children's mental health. She has spoken with teachers in the region devastated by the Black Saturday blazes.
What they've seen over that 10-year period is a bit of a drop overall in educational outcomes for children. So whilst they've grown in other areas often in terms of their resilience in working together or feeling connected as a community in terms of learning, that disruption, a big traumatic event really disrupts kids' capacity often to feel safe, and if you don't feel safe you can't learn.
Deborah Parkinson from Monash University's Disaster Resilience Initiative talked to kids impacted by the Black Saturday disaster as well, finding school wasn't always a friendly place.
One of them was that they were actually bullied at school afterwards. You know, kids coming up to them and saying that, oh, you know, your clothes smell like smoke. Or when there were memorial services, saying to the kids, oh, you know, we have to do this because of you. So really picking on kids, or if they didn't have the right uniform on.
As the fire season ramps up across the country, experts are urging greater action to protect children and guard against a similar fallout to the Black Saturday fires. The Department of Health has given Emerging Minds funding to work with people, from GPs to emergency responders, to equip them to help children.
Psychological first aid is a very well-known and evidence-based intervention in terms of supporting adults in the immediate and short-term aftermath of an incident like a bushfire. And those principles also apply to children. So they're things such as providing as much as you can safety and reassurance to children around what's going on, giving them explanations about what's going on at an appropriate level, of course, in language and terms that they understand.
With finite resources, emergency services are often stretched to the limit when disaster strikes. For Monash researcher Susan Davey, preparation is vital and begins at relief centres.
It's how we plan for the needs of children in those centres. And we need to be thinking about that before the emergency happens. So there's a number of things that we can do in a relief centre or evacuation centre. One simple thing is have a specific area or a child, what I would call a child-friendly space. That's a space that is dedicated to children where they can go, they can play. There are people who are working in that space who are credentialed, so we know that the people working with the children actually know what they're doing. Kids can play and normalise and might be able to talk about their experiences.
Education departments often sit in on emergency planning committees to help advise on children's welfare. While Ms Davey says it's a good start, she is calling for more child experts to help emergency services tap into the needs of kids affected by bushfires.
What I would say is that they don't necessarily have the right skills or all the skills to be able to do that. So if we're going to do the best for children, then we need to have child experts as part of our emergency management planning teams.
PhD candidate Susan Davey from Monash University, ending that report by Cameron Nichols.